If you're after something fancy, good luck finding it in this catch-up with Lisa and Pete. For luxury aged care that keeps couples together, see Berrington. Berrington.com.au.
For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Pete Corelli, thank you for your support from Lachlan. And you got one of these as well.
I did. I got a half a dozen little puppy cupcakes for Ziggy. He's lovely. Lachlan is doing a fundraising drive for the RSPCA.
He is.
And they're gorgeous.
They are gorgeous.
They look very appetizing and they smell quite good too.
Right. Anything
else. However, I did remember that they were for the dog.
Yeah. Now, see, I had completely forgotten we'd had this conversation with one of our sales people here last week.
Mm.
So when I walked in and saw this package on the desk, I thought to myself, you beauty, something to have with coffee this afternoon.
Yes.
And they look good. Like they're carrot honey
fantastic.
And peanut butter cupcakes.
Yeah.
And to look at the actual top of, by the way, you can have a look at the Mix Facebook page. The picture is there now.
Yeah.
But to look at the actual top where there's a card there with the message and the card is the back end facing up where he's written those messages.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So the important part of the card, which says nummy nibbles with two dogs sitting either side of the logo, is actually facing down.
Yeah. But the important thing is to remember that you'd ordered half a dozen dog cupcakes and that they were arriving on Monday.
I know, but I did it in that kind of, oh, look, you know, she's coming around. This is a lovely thing to do for charity. Sure, I'll put my name. Is it $5? I'll put my name down. That's
you
fine.
Didn't really realize at the time you were buying them for the dog. You thought you were just buying
I thought I was just
six
buying
cupcakes.
Six cupcakes. I didn't know that they were,
okay.
Anyway, sure enough, I've popped one in my mouth. I think, who said it? Was it Kat the producer? Yeah, Kat the producer goes.
Tried to stop you, but it was too late.
It was already in there. Well, you've seen me go down, like the cheeseburger. Like I can knock a cheeseburger back in one bite. You can imagine one of these. So, yeah. And it wasn't half bad.
The peanut butter, I think, that's got the taste.
Yeah. But, you know, once you pop it in your mouth, the texture, you can tell, yeah, this is probably for Ranger or Nala or
that
Ziggy.
That sense
or
of schmacko.
Yeah. Right. You know? But, yeah.
So you're going to finish it, aren't you? You're looking at it like, well, I've got a bit of coffee left.
Well, you know, I figure I'm halfway through and I'm still standing. So, you know, who knows?
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
What good is a life of luxury if your loved ones can't share it with you? Berrington Aged Care has a range of options to keep couples together. See berrington.com.au.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Should have read the label. I'm that close to knocking this back.
Yeah, I know. You just keep... Look, you may as... Yeah, but can you stop
you
at
were
one?
Just about to say you may as well. You were just about...
Pete and I got some RSPCA cupcakes for our dogs in a puppy pupcake drive.
Yeah.
And Pete didn't sort of take any notice of the label and tucked into one as soon as he arrived in the office today. Forgetting that he'd ordered them for the puppies.
Wasn't half bad either.
Mm.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Marie in Embleton. Should have read the label. What happened?
Well, we all went out. There was a group of us. We all went out and for a celebratory drinks, just for a few, and some mates stayed back at the house, so they weren't in a position to drive, so they did the responsible thing. But one of my mates got up, went to the bathroom to go and brush his teeth, and what he did was not read the label but squirted cream jet on his toothbrush and proceeded to brush his teeth.
Then
he realised, it doesn't taste like toothpaste. And then he looked at the tube and realised he just put a whole wad of Dettol cream in his mouth.
Oh.
That would take so long to rinse.
Yeah. Well, his mouth was clean with bacteria. Definitely
was.
Killed all the germs.
Thanks, Marie.
That's right.
Peter in Karrabooda. Should have read the label. What happened?
Oh, I just went to the fridge and grabbed all of a can that was sitting there open dog food. And I thought it was braised duck and onions. Just shoveled a couple of spoons into my mouth and... yelled out to Mum, hey, damn, this stuff's gone off, Mum, and didn't realise what I'd just eaten. And she goes, did you eat the open can? And I said, yeah. And then I looked at her and went, jeez, I won't say the words.
Yeah.
Dog food.
Mate.
So chumpy you could carve it, Peter.
Thanks,
so
Peter.
I'm with you, mate. I know what it tastes like.
Oh, mate, unreal. Andrea in Canning Vale, should have read the label.
Yeah, we... sprayed some stuff into our eye. We were trying to make our eyes from being dry.
Yeah.
So we gave it a good squirt with the, you know, the stuff to keep your eyes nice and dry. And instead of squirting in the stuff to keep your eyes nice and dry, it was to keep the glasses clean.
Your vision must have been clear.
Definitely was.
Because some of those are like alcohol spray as well to clean your... Far out,
no,
Andrea.
That's
terrible.
Wow.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Lise.
Yes.
It's no secret I love being the centre of attention. Ask anyone and I'll tell you. But one thing that I'm hoping to avoid is taking the limelight off my daughters.
Yes.
Right? Sometimes you just can't help it.
Oh, what have you done now?
So last week, my daughter was running around my parents' house and she hit a piece of Lego and went flying.
Oh.
Right, yep, face first into the ground, bang.
Oh, poor thing.
And then she started limping around a little bit.
Right.
So she's done something to her foot because she wouldn't put any weight on the front of her foot. It was all on the ball.
Yeah.
So we decided, you know, last Friday we took her in for a bit of a checkup. They said, let her wander around, take an x-ray, come back on Monday, we'll have a look. So this morning, bright and early, 7:30, bang, we're out there, right? Yeah. And we're in the doctor's surgery. And they've let her run up and down the corridor so they can actually have a look at how she's using her feet. And they're like, okay, that's not too bad. Maybe we should check her hips just in case.
Yeah.
So they've gone, Dad, it's me.
Yes.
Can you lift her up and put her up on the bench? The you know, the table, the examining table?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no problem. So I've bent over and I've like put my arms around her underneath her armpits.
Yeah.
And I've gone, whoop. As I've gone to lift her up, and I just felt this crazy spasm go through my back, around my spine. She weighs 15 kilos. Okay. She loves a plate of pasta, this one, right? And I'm like above my waist, from my waist to my head, I'm at a 45 degree angle, and I can't move.
Oh, God.
And I've looked at the doctor, and I've gone, I can't stand up straight.
Don't tell me you've laid down on the bed instead of
Mila. I've had
to.
So I kid you not, while we're there getting a checkup for Mila, I've actually had to go and lay down on the bed and she's had to examine me.
Oh,
but could you dream of a better moment than at a doctor's surgery?
Well, I suppose.
To injure yourself. And she bulk billed. Perfect timing.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.
When the Rush Hour's on, the end of the day is within reach and luxury is within your reach too at Berrington Aged Care. Discover their luxury aged care options at berrington.com.au.